listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're listening to Martha Burnett yodel in a 1967 recording of Come to Cheese Days in Monroe. It's a song used to promote the annual festival in Monroe, Wisconsin, called Cheese Days. The festival celebrates Greene County cheese and the area's Swiss culture.
Earlier this month, the Swiss-American community in Monroe said goodbye to their on-air relationship with Martha Burnett. She aired the last broadcast of her Swiss folk music show, which she had hosted on WEKZ in Monroe, 6 days a week for 60 years.
The station's homepage calls Martha everybody's Swiss sweetheart. She grew up in Switzerland and moved to Wisconsin as a young adult. Her last broadcast was on May 11th, which was also her 60th anniversary of doing the show.
Martha Burnett joins us now to talk about her time behind the microphone, what it was like growing up in Switzerland and moving to the United States, and what she's going to do now that she's retired. Martha, thanks for joining us.
Well, I'm honored to be on the show today.
Well, I'm honored. As a radio person, I understand you did the show for the most part 6 days a week for 60 years.
For 60 years, yes. That's a lifetime.
It is. What was it like doing the show so long and so regularly?
Well, I really don't. I guess I was lucky. In the beginning, I had to go to the station once a week to do it, to tape it. It was reel to reel at that time. And the records were 78s. And I had to go and tape them. I had to go to the station once a week. And since we had a store, that wasn't so bad because we were open 7 days a week. So I just went out every Friday morning and I chose the records ahead of time. So it wasn't really, really that much work. And I announced the records in Swiss, in the Swiss language. And then I said it in English. I translated what I played in Swiss first, and then I translated in English. And that's how I... Actually, I didn't start it. There was a man that did it first, and then he had a real bad car accident, and he asked me if I would do it, and I said, I can't do it. I never did anything like that. And he said, you could talk Swiss and you could talk English. That's all it takes. And so I started.
Why was it important to you to share music from Switzerland with your community?
At that time, here in Monroe, if you opened the telephone book, 80% of the names were Swiss. And when you walked around town, especially on a Saturday, when people went to town, you heard nothing but Swiss language. And so I kind of felt maybe they would like to keep the Swiss music and alive. And they enjoyed it so much. They told me, keep it up, keep it up. And I know before we did it, there was a program from Madison, from the university, on a Saturday afternoon, and Emil Schaefer did it, and he played Swiss music, and everybody said, oh, we have to go home now. The Swiss program will be on. So when the Monroe opened the station, then they felt they should do some Swiss music too, and it was a big hit here then. So that's really how it started here in Monroe.
And for the people, you said so many people there were Swiss in Monroe. How important was it having that radio show that was a tie to their culture?
Well, there were a lot of them here that came here earlier, like in the 20s and 30s. And for them to hear Swiss folklore music again, it made them kind of close to Switzerland again, because a lot of them were very homesick for the mountains, and they couldn't go back anymore because they didn't have the money. So they kind of felt close to Switzerland again when they heard the Swiss folklore music.
Now, you moved here to the U.S. in 1947, I think, from Switzerland. And did you feel homesick when you got here?
Very much so, yes. I was very homesick in the beginning. Very homesick, yeah.
What was
I missed the mountains too and the lake, because I came from a beautiful part in Switzerland.
Where were you from in Switzerland?
I was from a little town called Leisigen, but it was close to Interlaken, which a lot of people, even here in the States, knew already. And Interlaken was between two lakes. And I went to business college there. And it was just a beautiful place.
We're talking to Martha Burnett, host of a Swiss music program on WEKZ in Monroe for 60 years. She just wrapped up the show earlier this month. And Martha, we have a lot of lakes for you here in Wisconsin, but no mountains. I'm sorry. Did you get used to living in a place where you didn't have mountains all over the place?
Well, I mean, there are places in Switzerland, too, we call it the flatland too, that they don't have mountains, but there's always mountains in the background. Where here, I could go, just walk around, but there were no mountains to find.
So you played music on your show, but I understand you also brought your accordion to the United States from Switzerland. Do you still play accordion?
Unfortunately, I cannot play my accordion anymore because I had some back surgeries and that finished my accordion playing.
I'm sorry. The accordion is a very heavy instrument. I've held them, and I wonder how people hold them so long.
Now, my accordion is not that heavy because it's a diatonic accordion, and it's a smaller one than the piano accordions. It has buttons on both sides. So it isn't that heavy, but still, it's heavy, and the pushing and pulling is what's the work. I had to give it up.
Did you just play on your own for yourself, or did you perform on the accordion?
I used to perform. I used to, but not anymore.
And you used to sing, too, with the Edelweiss Stars, I think, in New Glarus. Talk about your singing career.
Yes, with the Edelweiss Stars, I actually sort of fell into it because one of the girls lost her voice completely, and she couldn't sing for at least 6 months, and they had to appear in quite a few places at that time. So they asked me if I would fill in. They knew that I from just listening to them, that I knew the melodies, and so I had to within about 3 weeks, I had to learn 30 songs.
Wow!
So I had to do a lot of work, and I have to admit, some of the words I just kind of I just pretended I knew them.
But nobody caught you.
Nobody caught me. No, nobody said anything anyhow after we did the concert.
Well, getting back to your radio show, I understand that recently now with the computer and the internet, you've been finding out people are listening to you not just in the Monroe area, but around the country. Is that right?
Yes. That all at once when we went worldwide. through the internet. I had people listening in San Antonio, Texas, and I got and St. Louis, and from the West Coast, and from the East Coast, and even Switzerland. That was funny, when my nephew from Zurich, when he sent me an email, and said that enough is enough. we can hear you when you come to Switzerland, but now the turn you on over the internet is a little bit too much.
Too much? I thought that would be great, wouldn't it? They could hear you whenever they want.
They chuckled about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wisconsin's a little different now. We don't have people walking around speaking Swiss as much. Do you see some of the younger generation at least being interested in the music, keeping some of the tradition alive?
Well, you know, there are not that many Swiss in Wisconsin anymore. After the 1962, when the McCarran Act was signed, that meant the Swiss, not just the Swiss, but the West European, couldn't come in here in Wisconsin to work. They could come for 6 months and then they had to go again, unless they had they worked at something that, like a nanny or somebody that had did some special work. They could stay, but otherwise, no, they couldn't stay anymore. And naturally, that meant that there are not that many West Europeans working here anymore. And unfortunately, there aren't that many people that speak the language because they couldn't stay anymore. Mm. That was, in a way, it was sad because we don't have that many like Swiss people here anymore.
And Martha, you've retired from the show, but I understand you are still very busy. You've got a lot keeping you busy now?
Oh, I'm still busy. You know, after you've done it so long, you can't just quit everything. You have to stay busy.
Martha, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That was Martha Burnett, host of a Swiss music program on WEKZ in Monroe for 60 years. Her last broadcast was on May 11th.
Coming up, we talk about a trial on whether Wisconsin's Republican-drawn legislative districts are too gerrymandered and a violation of voting rights. Right now, here's a few headlines with Peter Bryant.